Charles Schwab. This is Corey.
Yes, I wanted to speak to someone about my portfolio.
Yeah, I could transfer you to one of our helpful financial advisors. Is there anyone specifically you'd like to speak to?
Well, is that fat kid from American Idol available?
Very funny, Dad. I know it's you, you son of a bitch. Gina, I don't know. I don't think I can take this anymore. Every time I turn around, it's, saw you lose on American Idol this, and aren't you the fat dude who cried on American Idol that, and did you really dress in fatigues and lock your arm around the exit door handle, blah, 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 blah. I mean, why can't everybody just leave me alone and let me get back to my normal life? Oh, it's not that bad.
Attention all staff, a special 9 a.m. meeting has been scheduled in the conference room for any and all employees who didn't see our own Corey Klein make an absolute ass of himself on American Idol last night. Those who did see and would still like to join in for a special mocking of him are also invited. There will be coffee and bagels. Thank you.
See what I mean? Oh, Corey, I'm sorry, but you probably should have known better. What? I should have known better than to follow my dream? God, Gina, don't tell me you're against me, too. Of course not. Well, I am sort of the one who put the kick me I tried out for American Idol sign on your back. What? I'll take it off. Oh, was I really that bad, Gina? Well...
Sorry, Mr. Dawkins would like to see you.
Oh, my God, the boss. Did he say what it was about, Hannah?
No, but he did wonder if by chance you were still dressed like the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, then never mind.
Gina, my life is over for sure this time. Corey, you're just going to have to make fun of yourself. They'll stop then. Oh, will they? Have you ever seen my new screensaver? Here, let me turn up the audio for you.
I've farted more melodious sounds than that. I've farted more melodious sounds than that. I've farted more melodious sounds than that. I've farted...
And on and on and on and on. I don't know how to turn it off. I can't even get to my email.
That might be a blessing in disguise, Corey.
Oh, God.
Corey, what did you expect? You're not a good singer.
Oh, like Carrie Underwood is?
You weigh 411 pounds.
Three less than Reuben.
But you're short.
Hello, Kelly Clarkson.
I hate to say it, but you're not very attractive either.
Fantasia Barrino looks like she got dropped on her face as a baby and fell on a pancake griddle.
And then there's the other thing.
Clay Aiken.
Well, I guess when you put it like that, there's not much to deter you, is there? See what I mean? But Corey, when you noticed the judges laughing, did it ever even occur to you that it was over and they probably shouldn't transition into Wind Beneath My Wings?
You know I nailed that song at last year's Christmas party.
Corey, there was an open bar. These jackals around here were so happy and wasted, they'd have cheered had Osama bin Laden sang Kokomo.
Let me get this. Hello, Charles Schwab.
Yes, I'm looking for a Mr. Corey Klein.
This is Corey Klein.
Mr. Klein, this is Jim from Lost and Found down on the third floor. Did you happen to lose your dignity? Because we believe we have found it. Oh, wait. No, it was James Fry's. He just claimed it. Yours is still missing.
Very funny, a-hole.
That's rich.
Shut up. This is an absolute nightmare.
Hey, Corey.
Oh, hey, Mr. Reedy.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you that we went over your reports from last quarter the other day. You impressed some people, young man.
Oh, really? Well, that's good news, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just wasn't feeling you, dog. You know what I'm saying? This just isn't your thing, dog. Hey, where my dog found that?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Gina, are you laughing? Paul even said you suck. Shut up, Gina. And it's is it true Ryan Seacrest wouldn't even sleep with you? All right, I've had quite enough of this.
Attention. attention, staff. Mr. Charles Schwab is on the line. He has an urgent message concerning all employees. Mr. Schwab, you're on speaker with the entire office, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, corporate is announcing a merger that I'm afraid will affect everyone who can presently hear my voice. And some of you for the good, some of you for the not so good. I have details, but first, let me just say, he was a famous trumpet player from Chicago. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. Oh, that's great, but he was a